Each year, the month of March is recognized as Women's History Month in the United States. From the beginning and continuing today, women religious in the Diocese of Buffalo have touched countless lives, from simple acts of love and encouragement to significant leadership roles which have shaped the diocese and the greater community. Here's Tara Potzler with just one of many examples of women religious of Buffalo who have made a difference.
The Oblate Sisters of Providence, the first U.S. order of nuns established by African Americans, follow the call to serve God's people wherever they may be and whenever it is needed. That call brought them to Buffalo in 1961, and in 1969, it brought Sister Mary Timothy Howard into town. Sister Howard grew up in Baltimore and took her vows with the Oblates shortly after graduating high school. She began teaching school children at the age of 21, first in Washington, D.C., and then Asbury Park, New Jersey, followed by her hometown of Baltimore. Her next stop was Buffalo, where she would serve for more than 50 years. Her teaching career in Buffalo began at the former St. Nicholas School, which later merged with other institutions to become the Diocesan Education Campus, and then Catholic Central School. In the late 1990s, Sister Howard and the Oblates helped Father James Joyce evolve the school further into what is now Nativity Miguel Middle School of Buffalo. Sister Howard is also the former principal of St. Anne's School in Buffalo. She has used the power of education to help many young people escape the grip of poverty and empower them to stand up against racism and injustice. She has shared her love of education and her love of people with generations of students, regardless of their race, religion, or backgrounds. She reminds us all that what you do to the least of Christ's people, you do unto him. Sister Mary Timothy Howard is a woman religious we remember in the Diocese of Buffalo. But remember, she is just one of many more throughout the diocese that are touching and changing lives every day. If you know a sister active in your local parish or school, be sure to take a moment to say thank you. And please pray that more women may hear the call to serve in a religious vocation. I'm Tara Potzler. Thank you for listening.